All right, as we enter the fifth hour of a 15-hour marathon here. And we'll give you a tote board update and see how we're doing. Last year, we raised $2.2 million in a day, and I was stunned by that. But I'm not going to be stunned anymore. We're going to try to break that as best we can. And we have a wonderful lineup of people who have agreed to help us do that, one of whom is standing by right now and to show you how dedicated he is still to the city of Detroit. It's 7 o'clock in the morning in California, but Matthew Stafford has gotten up to say hello to everybody here. Hello, Matthew Stafford.
Mitch, how you doing, man? Good to see you.
Great to see you,
He's probably been up for 3 or 4 hours, Mitch, doing film.
You've already worked out.
Yeah.
You've already had your protein shake and all the things that you do. Thank you for getting up so early, Matthew, and thank you for joining us, especially this week. You're playing the Lions. I thought, I hope it's not going to be one of those things like I can't talk to the opposition during the week that I play.
No, I'm happy to get on and talk with you guys, as always, especially doing something like this. Been such a, you know, it's been lucky part of my life to be a part of Say Play and everything you do. So I'm happy to hop on with you guys this morning no hard feelings, even though it's Lions week and we got a big game coming up on Sunday.
Do you, when the schedule comes out, is there a little part of you that says, please not the Lions, please not the Lions?
I welcome all the teams who get to play. I do have a ton of respect. I mean, they're playing at a great clip this year. They've been doing it the last couple of years, obviously. Beating us the last two times we've played them. So it's been a real challenge every time we play these guys. I think everybody in the league would say the same thing. It's they make it tough on you, and I'm sure this will be another good game.
Well, I think the narrative of, you know, former quarterback and all that has kind of faded out. They were asking Jared Goff about that this week, and he said, I think that's kind of done. You know, we did it the first time, we did it the second time. Now we just play for different teams. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I agree with him. I obviously still have friends in the city of Detroit and people that I care about. I'm sure he does here in the city of Los Angeles. But you kind of get ingrained in where you are and you learn to love where you are. And I certainly love being here. I know he loves being there. And you represent your team. You go play as best you can for the guys in your locker room. And at the end of the day, whoever you're playing doesn't matter. You're just trying to get a win.
Well, you know, I have great admiration for Matthew because he came to the Play Center. Years ago when you were a quarterback with the Lions and you were just looking to get involved with something with charity. And first of all, there's not that many athletes that seek to get involved with something charity. Usually they're sought after and they begrudgingly give. And you were looking for something and you said, what can I do? How can I help out? We came over to your house, Rosie and I, and presented this whole thing and ended up having this great involvement where you and your wife, Kelly, ended up donating a football field, building a football field at the Say Play Center, which became the cornerstone of that whole place. It really got the whole thing started. Then added on $1 million annex, a multi-million dollar annex, but you gave $1 million of it. Which now houses all these great classrooms and theater and job training site and everything like that. And that Play Center has galvanized that neighborhood. Property values have shot up in that neighborhood. And you know that neighborhood was once the most dangerous neighborhood in the United States of America, according to zip code crime statistics. And now everybody wants to live there, all because of something that you got involved in. So I have tremendous admiration for you for doing that, but even greater admiration for the fact that you have proven that you do not need to practice to play in the NFL, because you literally started your season like you didn't do anything all off season, right? You like showed up the week before. You said, "Okay, I'm going to give it a go," and you're having the best season of your career.
Yeah, it was touch and go. I went through spring football and all those kind of things, and then getting ready for training camp, I tweaked my back and not just a little tweak. It was kind of one of those where I was like, man, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make it and get going, and missed basically all the training camp and then had 6 practices kind of before week one, kind of get my feet wet again and didn't know if I was going to be able to do it when I went out, you know, day one. It started and it felt okay and kept getting better and better and better. So, listen, I'm surrounded by a bunch of really good teammates and a bunch of good coaches. So I lean on those guys and they've brought me along, and I'm just trying to do my best to kind of steer the ship in the right direction and make some plays when I get my chances.
in a league where the average career is 3.3 years, I'm looking at this sheet. Year 17, Matthew, 17. I mean, I know you couldn't even imagine that when you were in Georgia.
No, when I was I was a kid, I loved watching the NFL. I was such a big fan of it. I always wanted to be doing what I'm doing right now, but to be able to play it for 17 years and be lucky enough to, you know, continue to do what I love to do, I feel blessed and obviously very lucky. So it's an honor, a privilege to play in this league, and I'm going to, you know, cherish every moment of it that I get.
If you win a Super Bowl this year again, you've already won one, would you say, are you the kind of guy who says, if I get an opportunity to go out at the top, I'm going to grab it? Because you see so many guys who's like, I'll just do it one more year, and then that's the season their team goes 7-10 and they don't make the playoffs and they, you know, kind of disappear.
I thought this was going to be a fun, easy interview. You hit me with hard questions early in the morning, Mitch. Come on.
Well, it's not early here. I've had tons of coffee, you know.
No, I'm messing with you. Kelly actually asked me that the other day, and I didn't have a great answer for her. So, listen, I'm enjoying where I am every step of the way. That's, you know, that goal is the goal for every team. That's a long way off. We still got a lot of time and a lot of football to be played between now and anything like that. I'll figure out that when I get there, but I'm enjoying playing. I feel like I'm, as long as I'm healthy, I'm playing at a pretty good clip. So I don't see why we wouldn't keep playing, but things change and you never know.
You got four girls. You got to keep playing.
That's
man.
Right.
Four girls.
They
got to
go to college.
No doubt. I hear you. Listen, every Christmas comes around, I'm like, woo.
That's right. Just went back. We're actually going to dedicate the next hour to raising money for your Christmas present.
That's right. Yeah, but I'll tell you what, too. It's fun at this moment. You know, when I was in Detroit, all four of my girls were born there. And, you know, they understood a little bit of what was going on. And now we're getting to the point where my oldest twins, the twins are 8. I got a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old, and man, they love coming to the games. They love cheering on dad. They love Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams and all the guys, and they just love being a fan. And so I wouldn't keep doing this if they were like, Dad, we want you home. We don't like going to the games or whatever. So
Right. Having
their support and Kelly's support after, you know, all these years and knowing that if I wanted to, I could stop playing, but they want me to, and they want me to keep playing, which is awesome, and having their support means everything to me.
Well, I want to thank you. I saw an interview with you. You know, it wasn't a Detroit interview or anything like that, but somebody asked you about Detroit, and you still spoke so glowingly about it, and you said, you know, I love that city. I love the people there, and it wasn't on a thing with me in Detroit. It was something that you could have said, well, that's in the past. But you didn't. You took time to really go on and on about how Detroit meant something to you and how good the people were. And that shows that, you know, there's an old expression, he's a friend behind your back, you know. And that's how I feel that you are with Detroit. You know, you even when nobody's looking, you're still talking positively about it. And you're making a huge difference here in Detroit. So thank you for what you do for Say Detroit. Thank you for your continued support of it. I want to please ask that just because our defensive backfield has never played in a game before doesn't mean you can throw on them.
Hey, I don't know. You guys might be getting some guys back healthy. It looks like some guys are bouncing back, so we'll see.
Yeah.
I hated to see what happened to Branch the other day. I mean, he's such a great player and such an unbelievable talent back there. Anytime stuff like that happens, man, it tears me up. You play this game long enough, you just want everybody to play healthy and be able to compete. And what a competitor he is. It's tough to see him go down.
Well, just try not to look in that where he used to play and throw the ball there, okay?
I hear you.
Can we get you to kick in a little we could get a couple of jerseys signed maybe that we could auction off or something like that?
Yeah, I could do a helmet and some balls or a jersey.
Okay, great.
Let me think. You guys tell me if you need something live right now. I can try to come up with something off the top of my head, but just know that I can shoot some stuff to you. What's the easiest way to get that done? You just want to...
What's the easiest way to get that done, Rosie?
I know Rosie. In the past, Rosie sent me a bunch of footballs and I've signed, so whatever we've done in the past, that's cool. I can throw in probably a helmet, too, if that works.
Right. A helmet, all right.
Yeah.
All right, a signed Rams helmet. Beautiful. All okay, right. That'll do. We got a little song for you by John Pizzarelli before we let you go. Our jazz guitar player.
Who,
here he is. Okay, can't wait.
Wow.
He puts his hands over his ears. Go.
All American, all SEC. Made the Pro Bowl twice, did he? won the Super Bowl by 3, and now he's on the line. Stafford, Matthew Stafford, Matthew Stafford's doing fine. Though he's on the West Coast, he keeps Detroit on his mind. Thanks from Say Detroit, you're certainly one of a kind.
You don't get that on Sunset Boulevard. No, sir. Only on Woodward. It's great to see you, Matthew. Love to Kelly and everybody. Thanks for all your help, as always.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Good to talk to you, as always.
All right.
Matthew Stafford, everybody. How about it? 855-955-GIVE. MitchAlbumRadiothon.com. On the web, if Matthew can contribute, you can too. Help out your fellow Detroiters. 855-955-GIVE. MitchAlbumRadiothon.com.